Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 9th, 2019. Today is Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Here is a reading from Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, athirst for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? Last week, I was in Houston, just outside of Houston, Texas, and I was running a half marathon. And at the time of the beginning of the race, the temperature was in the mid-50s. It was overcast. And while the Texans were a bit uncomfortable, this transplanted southerner to the frozen tundra of Wisconsin was feeling quite tropical. It was wonderful to be in the mid-50s at the beginning of a race. And as I ran the 13.1 miles, I had to constantly remind myself to drink some water, to take on electrolytes, to not get so busy running that I forgot to attend to my own physical well-being. And because it was relatively cool and it was overcast and I wasn't noticeably sweating a great deal, I wasn't really aware of being thirsty. But just because I wasn't experiencing thirst consciously didn't mean that I was okay. I needed to continue to take on water and electrolytes and all of that kind of thing to be healthy in my run. As I read today's verses from one of the Psalms assigned to today by the Daily Office, I kept thinking about what does it mean to be thirsty for God. More importantly, I wondered if part of our activity, our sort of daily frenetic work, if maybe all of the things that we're busy doing, maybe those things distract us from our need for God. We're so busy getting things done. We're so busy moving from one thing to the next, this task to the next, that maybe we don't even know our souls are in need of refreshment from God. The psalmist seemed to understand the necessity of God's presence in his life. He says, as the deer longs for water from a spring, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God. I happened to think to myself, when was the last time I was so thirsty for God that I felt like if I didn't have an experience of God, I would shrivel up and die? That may sound dramatic, it may sound needy, but I think there's something there. Particularly now, as we're 4 days into our Lenten journey, we're in the desert of Lent. Are you thirsty yet? We get so busy, don't we? Even in a season that's supposed to bring us back to the center of our life with God, we sort of complicate it with the things we're giving up and the things we're taking on, and we're doing this and we're doing that and we're doing the other thing, and we don't understand that the purpose of this season is to make us aware of how thirsty we are for the presence of God in our lives. I said to someone yesterday, Lent isn't about being miserable. It's about being mindful. It's about taking our time and really being attentive to how we need refreshment, how our souls are thirsty. We're dry, we're parched, we're barren. And that's mainly because we haven't been paying attention. So my prayer is that in these early days of Lent, we will begin to pay attention. We might discover that we are very thirsty for the presence of God in our lives. And here's the good news. We may be thirsty, but we don't have far to go to get a drink. All we have to do is be still, open our hearts, and say to God, I'm thirsty, and I need a drink. I need a drink of you, O God. It was Jesus who said, I am the living water, and the one who's thirsty, if they come to me they will never thirst again. This Saturday, this day before our first Sunday in Lent, might be a good day to think about how we are thirsting for God and how God is ready and willing to quench our thirst. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.